this is Chris. Welcome to Odyssey. We're just getting ready for a time of wonder and discovery. So why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey.
Step right up.
You got a spine under that skin?
You sly little dog.
You're sleeping on your algebra.
Some days you get your soul pureed and served to you in a melancholy milkshake.
Who writes this stuff?
I don't know.
There has got to be an easier way to make money.
I don't understand. Why can't I just wear regular roller skates?
Roller skates? No, you have to have roller blades.
But I can't afford these.
Neither can I. There's gotta be some cheaper ones somewhere in this store.
So why can't I use roller skates? It's almost the same thing.
Look, Sam, if you want to be in the hockey league, you have to have your own stick, your own pads, and your own blades.
Who said? I mean, it's not like this is an organized league or something. It's just a bunch of guys playing in the park.
Do you want to play hockey or not, Sam?
Of course.
Then play by the rules.
Maybe there's another store.
I checked all the other stores. Where am I going to find this kind of money? My dad'll never lend me this much, even if I promise to pay him back.
Yeah, same with me. He'll want me to work for it. Last time I wanted something, I had to do odd jobs around town. Sweeping, cleaning up. Maybe we could do stuff like that.
You think there's enough work around Odyssey?
There'll have to be if we want this equipment.
Well, one thing's for sure. I'm not sitting around twiddling my thumbs while everybody else is out playing street hockey. I'm getting this equipment if I have to work my fingers to the bone.
Okay, I think your break is over now.
Hey, let me just finish this soda, okay?
The faster we get back to work, the faster we can get out of here.
We're almost done anyway.
It's still a mess.
Well, what does this guy expect? This floor has about 5 layers of oil on it.
You heard what he said. The cleaner we get it, the more money he'll give us.
Hey, looking good. You're doing a nice job.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
We got a close-up shot, but I tell you what. We need these bays cleaned up every morning before we open. If you want, you guys can have a steady job doing that for us. We'll have to negotiate pay and all that.
Well, I'll have to ask my parents.
Oh, sure. The other thing is, you'll have to come in pretty early, maybe around 5 o'clock.
In the morning?
That's right.
Huh, forget that.
Oh, suit yourself. How about you?
I'll think about it.
All right. Hey, why don't you finish up that corner over there and go on home?
Okay.
Now, let's see. You worked about 2 hours, $3 an hour. 6 for each of you. Here you go.
$6?
Hey, I'm feeling generous. See ya.
We did all this for $6?
That's the way it works, Butch. Odd jobs don't pay that much.
Well, forget it then. There has got to be an easier way to make money.
Not as fast as you want it.
No, there's got to be something. I'm out of here.
We're supposed to finish up that corner.
Yeah, be my guest. I'm leaving. $6. I wouldn't wash a car for $6. I wouldn't wash my face for $6.
Butch?
Mac? Hi.
How you doing? Long time no see. Hey, play you some one-on-one?
No, thanks.
Oh, come on. Are you scared of my patented dipsy-doo dunkaroo?
I really have to go.
Butch, I'm hurt. You've been ignoring me after all we've been through. It's been, what, 2 years? You never call, you never write. That cold shoulder you're giving me is about to freeze the tears on my face.
Look, I got other things on my mind. I don't have time for this.
So what's your problem? Anything old Mac can help you with? You name it, I'll get it for you.
I need some money fast.
Ah, I get it. A little do-re-mi, huh? Dinero for your sombrero. Lettuce and cabbage on moolah bread with slice of greenback.
Yeah, well, I need to buy some hockey equipment, you know. Roller blades, a stick, pads.
That stuff's pretty steep, huh?
No kidding.
Yeah, you're talking some cucumber numbers there. You know, Butch, I'm gonna go out on a limb for you. Since you seem so, well, desperate. Come here. I'll bet you $2 that I make this shot.
That shot? My 2-year-old cousin can make that shot.
Uh-huh. A wheeler dealer, wee willy keeler, huh? All right, I'll step back a bit. I'll bet you $2 that I can make this shot.
You're on.
Okay, here we go.
Missed!
Choke city, man. Could have built a nice little wall with that shot. Here you go, $2.
Thanks.
Congratulations. You just made $2 and you didn't even lift a finger. That is how it's done.
That's how what's done?
Making big money fast.
$2 is big money?
It's just the tip of the iceberg, babe. There's thousands of hacks out there who think they can beat up on little greenhorns like, you know, yourself.
Thousands of guys that'll bet me $2 on a jump shot?
You can bet on anything. You know football?
Pretty well.
Who's your favorite team?
The Bears.
Oh, yeah, the big, bad, bruising Bears. Gotta love them. Let's see, the Bears play the Eagles this week. Who do you like?
The Bears are gonna kill them.
Are you sure about that?
It's no contest.
Then put money on it. What are you made of, Butch? That's what I want to know. You got a spine under that skin? Okay, I'll tell you what. Why don't you take my card?
You have a card?
Of course.
Thanks. Mac McCorby. I can get you whatever you want, whenever you want it, whatever the cost and for whatever reason, whoever you are. That's quite a slogan.
Yeah, I had to shorten it for the bumper stickers. Give me a call, Butch.
All right. I will.
Header bracket. What's a header bracket?
Dad?
Oh, Sam, hi.
What are you doing?
Trying to put this garage door opener together. I've never seen so many parts in my life. And these instructions. Who writes this stuff? Listen to this. Mantenga la corriente per... Oh, wait a minute. English. Here, okay. Maintain permanent electrical hookups by running BX cable from a junction box. Am I supposed to comprehend that? Is that even a sentence?
I don't know. It does sound kind of weird. Did you and Mom talk about me taking that job?
Yeah, we did. And that sounds fine. The only concern we have is this 5 o'clock in the morning business. Have you ever been up at 5 o'clock in the morning?
A few times. I mean, it's no worse than a morning paper route. Kids do that all the time.
Yeah, I just hope it doesn't wear you out. Slot A. There is no slot A.
It'll only be for a couple of months, and it's only an hour and a half a day.
Well, we'll be watching your grades. If it looks like it's getting too tough, I'm pulling you out, okay?
Okay.
I give up. Maybe we should just leave the garage door open all the time. That wouldn't be too bad.
Look at Smith. See, he's pulling out of tooth. Now
Sam,
that's a football
wake up.
Play.
They're about to
Carter
score.
Back to pass.
Come on.
He's going
come
for
on.
Jones.
Yes! Yes! Touchdown!
What is it? What's the matter? Who won?
The Raiders just went ahead. Woo-hoo!
The Raiders? Since when have you been a Raiders fan?
You just missed a great catch, that's all. So, why are you so tired?
I had to get up at 4:30 this morning for work.
Work? How cute.
I figure if I work every weekday, I'll be able to buy the equipment by the end of next month.
The end of next month? Everybody will be pro hockey players by then. They'll be rolling circles around you.
So how are you getting the equipment?
I'm saving up.
But how are you getting the money?
I'm just, investing.
Investing? In what?
Look, it's complicated. What happened, huh? They missed the extra point? Why do they have a kicker that can't even make an extra point? Boot him off the team!
Complicated, huh? We'll see if that comes back to haunt the Raiders.
Hey, Sam.
Hi, Dad. How's the garage door opener coming?
It's getting there. You look tired.
I am.
How's the job coming?
It's okay.
It's not taking too much out of you.
No, I'm fine.
All right. Oh, by the way, Connie Kendall called. She wants to know how your carnival booth was coming.
Oh, that's right. We're having a carnival next Friday, and I'm supposed to think of a game booth. You know, like throwing darts at balloons. Stuff like that.
And you haven't thought of an idea yet?
No. I'd better work on it right now.
Yeah, good idea.
Okay. No booth. kind of a booth. Something different. Something fun. And exciting. Like sleeping.
Close your eyes.
Oh, come on, Butch. Why?
Just do it. I got something to show you. Close your eyes.
Fine.
All right, open. Ta-da!
I don't believe it.
You like them?
But how? Where'd you get the money?
I told you, I've been investing. These are top-of-the-line rollerblades, too.
You got everything. The pads, the stick, the blades, everything.
I'm gonna play tomorrow.
Butch, you have to tell me the truth. How did you get the money for this?
I guess you could say I've been placing some small bets on stuff. Football games, that sort of thing.
You're gambling?
It's easy money, Sam. I'm telling you, I missed my calling. You wouldn't believe how much I've won in just a week. I picked 7 out of 8 games the other day. I am
but
amazing.
But gambling is wrong.
Oh, give me a break.
I'm serious. And you can get addicted to it, right?
Don't be such a worrier. As soon as I start losing, I'll quit.
Wait a minute. You mean you're still doing it?
Sure. Why not?
Why? You got what you wanted. You got the equipment.
Are you kidding? Quit now? I am on an incredible hot streak. Do you have any idea how much money I could make?
Butch, it's wrong. There's better ways to make money.
Yeah, and I guess working at a garage at 5 in the morning is one of them. I do notice one thing. I have the hockey equipment. You don't.
Well, I'm getting the equipment.
Oh, sure. At the end of the month.
No, a lot sooner.
How are you gonna manage that?
My boss told me I could come in an hour earlier every day and work 2.5 hours instead of 1. He's got another room for me to clean.
An hour earlier? Is your dad gonna let you do that?
It's only an hour. I'm sure he wouldn't care.
Oh, so you haven't told him?
Not yet.
You're sneaking out early before he gets up, aren't you? You sly little dog.
Well, it's better than doing it your way.
Yeah, sure. Much better. But while you're cleaning the grease out from under your fingernails, I'm gonna be developing my slap shot. I'll see you around.
Sam, would you take out the... Sam? Sam!
What?
You're sleeping on your algebra.
Oh.
You seem to be able to sleep just about anywhere these days, Sam. On your homework, in front of the TV, and even, I noticed last Sunday, in church.
You saw that?
Yeah. Look, I'm proud of you for wanting something and working hard to get it. But it doesn't seem worth it. You're killing yourself for hockey equipment. Is hockey that important?
Yes, Dad. I see those guys playing out there in the park all the time. I really want to play. I can do this. It won't be much longer. I'll have the equipment and I'll quit the job. Please, can I keep it?
Okay, I'll give you one more chance.
Step right up, try the garbage can game, if you dare. Step right up.
Hi, Sam.
Oh, hi, Reverend Barkley.
Carnival's going well so far. Everybody seems to be having a great time.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to have a booth.
I do. This is it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sure. So, what's the game?
You have to try and throw this tennis ball into the garbage can.
Just throw it in?
Yeah.
Like this?
Yeah, you won.
Oh. Great.
You can have your choice of anything in this basket.
Okay, I guess I'll take a pencil. Can always use pencils. Are those your teeth marks?
Yes, sir.
Great. Well, I guess I'll go test my new pencil out. See ya.
Bye, Reverend Barkley. Step right up, try the garbage can game, if you dare. Step right up.
Man, I can't believe I lost all that money.
Well, what can I say? Some days you got it, and some days you get your soul pureed and served to you in a melancholy milkshake.
You make absolutely no sense, Mac.
Well, I'd rather make dollars than cents.
Well, you sure did that. I hope you enjoy my money.
Oh, I will. I guess I should have warned you. Cards is my game.
Apparently, it's not mine.
You just need to stick to sports. Don't worry. You'll get it back tomorrow.
Tomorrow? What tomorrow? That was it. That was the last dollar I had.
You mean you're broke? Destitute? Poverty-stricken? Dinero no havo?
Not a dime.
That's too bad. The big game is tomorrow night, too.
The big game?
Odyssey plays Connellsville. It's always my biggest weekend. I've probably got 40 guys betting on that game. And, you know, the more guys that get involved, the bigger the stakes. You can win 6 or 7 times the amount you bet. But, of course, you'll have to have money to join.
I can get it. How much do I need?
150 is the minimum bet.
150?
This is big-time stuff, Butch. If you can't come up with it, you know, I...
Well, come on, I can get it.
All right, I'll be under the home bleachers 30 minutes before the game. You gotta make the bet before kickoff.
Okay, I'll be there.
Dog's gonna wake up the whole neighborhood.
Sam.
Ah, Dad! What are you doing up?
Oh, I got to working on this garage door, and I just want to get it done. Guess I've been out here all night. But you got here just in time. I'm about to try it out. Back up a little. Here goes. All right! It works! Wait a minute. It stopped.
It only made it halfway up.
Why?
I don't know.
I can't believe this. I've been working since 9. I've been out here. Wait a minute. 3:45? What are you doing up?
Well, I'm just going into work early today.
Why?
My boss said I could come in earlier.
But why would you want to do that?
Because it's more money.
I see. And how long have you been doing this?
Well, a week maybe?
A week? You've done this for a whole week and you never told me?
I guess I didn't.
You didn't think I'd let you do it, did you?
But it's only an hour.
That's not the point. You should have asked me. And here you are, sneaking around trying to get away with it. I warned you about this.
I only have another week and I can get the equipment.
But look at what you're doing in the meantime. You're falling asleep in church. You're not living up to your responsibilities. Your mother told me about your so-called booth at the carnival. Look at your priorities, Sam. You're putting money before church, before health.
But I gotta have that equipment.
So go for it, Sam. There's nothing wrong with wanting something and working to get it. But it is wrong when you put more important things aside in the process.
So you want me to quit the garage?
What do you think you should do?
Quit the garage.
Then maybe that's the answer.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Why don't you go on to work? You don't want to leave him stranded. But I think you should quit after you finish up today.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I'm going to bed. I think I'm done here. You know, I can live with a garage door that goes up halfway. We just have to buy really short cars. Hey, maybe I can get that convertible now. Well, let's go wake up your mom.
I don't think that would be a very good idea.
I got it, Mac. I got the money.
Hey, Butch. I didn't think you were gonna make it. Wow, right before kickoff. So where'd you get the money?
I sold my baseball card collection. Here you go.
Okay, let's see. 20, 40, 60, 80, 100... Oh, hey, what's this?
What?
I told you 150. There's only 100 here.
Well, I couldn't quite come up with it, but I thought this would do.
Hey, I'm sorry, man, but there's a minimum bet. You gotta have 150.
Oh, come on, Mac.
I'll tell you what. I'll let you borrow the 50. You can pay me back later.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Hey, good deal. Who do you like?
Put it all on Odyssey. Oh, man, that was the worst game I have ever seen in my entire life.
Yep. Pretty mismatched, huh? Guess Connellsville had cream of Odyssey soup tonight, huh?
Oh, cut it out, will you, Mac?
Oh, come on, Butch. It's only $150. You'll get it back in no time.
Look, I've had those baseball cards since I was 5 years old. I just lost them in one night.
Well, you gotta take risks sometimes.
Oh, give me a break. Did you know the whole time I was gonna lose it all?
Butch, I am your friend. I would never lead you down the wrong path.
Yeah, I guess I did a pretty good job of that all by myself. Yeah?
It's Sam.
Oh, come on in.
I'm going over to Miss Daly's house to do some yard work. You want to help?
No, thanks. I'm leaving to play hockey as soon as I get my stuff together.
Oh, okay.
So are you getting paid for this work?
Sure.
Still trying to get the hockey stuff?
Yeah, I'm pretty close now.
Your dad doesn't mind you working for it?
No, he thinks it's great. I mean, I want something. I'm working to get it. Nothing wrong with that. I just can't let it mess up my priorities.
Well, there's still one thing I can't quite get past. You see, I have hockey equipment.
Yeah, but look at how you got it.
Well, that's the difference between you and me, Sam. No sticky priorities to get in the way. I gotta go. I'm going out to play hockey, Mom.
Really?
Mac.
Hey, Butch, we missed you. You haven't been around for about a week.
I just haven't had much time.
I understand. I just came by to pick up my $50.
Oh, that's right. Actually, I don't have it yet. I can maybe come by next week and...
Let's see. I guess I didn't explain this whole borrowing thing too well, did I? Okay. You see, in this business, holding a debt for over a week is, a no-no.
But I told you, I don't have the money.
No, but you do have something that's worth at least $50.
What?
Well, I was admiring your hockey equipment.
I'm not gonna give you this. This stuff is worth a lot more than $50.
I understand. I just hope this news doesn't get around to Bruno.
Bruno?
He's a friend of mine. Neanderthal City. He doesn't like people who welsh on bets. And you know, I have never been able to keep that guy under control.
Well, the wheels on the rollerblades stick sometimes. I think they need some oil. And these pads, they're a little tricky to tie on.
I'll figure it out. Thanks, Butch. See you around sometime.
I doubt it.
Oh, well, that's too bad. Gonna miss you. Goodbye, Butch.
Don't say it, Sam.
I'm not saying anything.
Miss Daly got a big yard?
Pretty big.
Well, we better get to work then.
You're gonna work?
Don't say it, Sam.
I'm not saying anything.
Matthew 6, verse 24 says, "No one can be a slave to two masters. He will hate one master and love the other, or he will follow one master and refuse to follow the other. So you cannot serve God and money at the same time." In today's adventure, both Sam and Butch could have saved themselves a lot of problems by following this verse. Butch became a slave to money, always wanting more and more and not thinking of the possible consequences to his actions. And Sam found that working hard for money and working hard for God at the same time is not an easy thing to do. Anytime we let something come between us and God, we need to get our priorities straight and concentrate on serving the only God we should ever serve, Jesus Christ. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Easy Money was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold. And our executive producer was Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.